It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
All right, the live animal crib will return to the Mansion House in Dublin this year. The festive attraction will be officially launched tomorrow, but does it still have a place in today's world? We're joined by Laura Broxon, spokesperson for Ireland's National Animal Rights Association, and Francie Gorman, president of the Irish Farmers Association. Laura, we'll start with you. Do you have a difficulty with the live animal crib?
Yes, I think it's inappropriate in this day and age to be having live animals in Dublin city centre. The noise, the lights, the amount of people, it wouldn't be something that they'd be naturally used to. And I've read that they're transported back and forth every day to Wicklow, which is a long journey as well. Totally inappropriate. There's another crib off Parnell Square. It's animatronic. It's puppets. It's been there 68 years. Why not do that instead?
Francie, totally inappropriate to use live animals.
I don't think so, Shane. I think it's been a practice that's been ongoing since 1995. There's a sheep, a goat, a donkey in it. And originally, the idea of it was for farmers to be able to give something back to the people of Dublin in the form of a crib at Christmas time. And it's hugely popular. Every day, as Laura said, they're fed, they're watered, they're taken home. If there's an issue with the animals, there's a vet called. And you walk in there yourself and just see how happy and how comfortable they are laying down there. It's hugely popular, and I think people voted their feet.
Okay, how about that, Laura? People voting with their feet, it's hugely popular. The animals are well looked after, well maintained.
I disagree. I mean, if there was a Christmas fairground instead, it would be much more popular. I don't think it's necessary to celebrate Christmas by using animals as entertainment. And I have a bit of confusion over understanding what this live crib is. If it's a live crib and it's supposed to replicate the nativity, where are the live human actors? And if it's showcasing Irish farming, then it's not an accurate portrayal of Irish farming either. So what is it?
Okay, Francie, how about that?
Shane, it's a combination of both. And obviously, this runs from Wednesday to Christmas Eve, and they're not going to have actors there every day, every hour of the day for a fortnight. There's a lot of people in Dublin never get to see an animal, and they can walk in to Dawson Street, go over to the Mansion House, have a look at your donkey, your sheep, your goat there. And to me, it helps also keep a connection between rural Ireland and urban Ireland. And all you have to do is go in and see the number of people that turn up to visit and the number of calls we got when it was moved to the Phoenix Park a couple of years ago. It's a really, really good thing to do. It's a generous thing to do. I know in Wexford IFA, under the chairmanship of Gerard Mahoney, runs something similar, hugely popular as well. And look, it's the season of goodwill. And I think that in general, people like it, they appreciate it, and as I said earlier, they voted their feet.
Laura, what about that it is an introduction to animals for kids? I mean, my own kids are city kids. They'd never see a goat or a sheep or a donkey. And it is a way of introducing kids to animals.
If you want to introduce kids to animals, I mean, you can volunteer at animal sanctuaries. You don't need to have animals brought into Dublin city centre, which is not a natural environment for them to learn. It's like saying that, you know, if you want to see wildlife in Africa, you have to capture every animal from Africa and bring it into Dublin city centre. You can watch documentaries instead. It's not necessary. It really isn't. There's so many great sanctuaries around Ireland. If you want to actually interact with animals that are well cared for, go to a sanctuary. The reality of Irish farming is not what's on display in the live crib. Look at pig farming, for example. We did an undercover investigation on that. That's an abomination. It's horrific. That's the reality of Irish farming, not what you see at the Mansion House today.
Francie, I presume you want to respond to that?
Well, look, I let people make their own judgment on Laura's comments. I think it's a really, really nice thing to do. It's an effort by the Irish Farmers Association to bridge that gap between urban and rural Ireland. And I'd be encouraging everybody from tomorrow onwards to visit and make up their own mind.
Laura, last word to you.
if people want to make up their own minds, go to a pig farm or a chicken farm anywhere in Ireland and see what the reality really is for animals in this country.
Francie, I will give you the last word just to respond to that particular point on pig farms and on chicken farms.
We farm in this country in one of the most regulated environments in Europe. And in general, in 99.9% of cases, our animals across the board are really, really well looked after. That's accepted. Of course, you have the odd blip where things are not done right. That happens in every court. But in general, we're regulated to within an inch of our life, and farmers look after their animals really well. And people want to go and see how they do that. This is an example of it from tomorrow onwards, and we'll be looking forward to meeting people there. I'll be there a couple of times over the course of the department myself and my wife and my little lad, they love going up there. So,
okay.
Happy Christmas, everybody, Shane.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Francie Gorman, Laura Broxon, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.